From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Pope Benedict XVI sat down today with the spiritual leader of the world's Orthodox Christians on the second day of his visit to Turkey. The Pope met with the Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I as part of an effort to improve ties between Catholic and Orthodox believers. That effort was supposed to be the focus of Benedict's trip, but after he gave a speech that many Muslims found insulting, the relationship with Islam took center stage.
A key moment will come tomorrow when the Pope tours the Hagia Sophia in Istanbul. The Hagia Sophia was built to be a church. It was then turned into a mosque. And nowadays, it is a museum. And as NPR's Ivan Watson reports, if Pope Benedict prays or even crosses himself while visiting Hagia Sophia, the gesture is likely to further anger both religious and secular Turks.
A week before the Pope arrived in Turkey, dozens of members of a Turkish ultra-nationalist political party occupied one of the world's oldest buildings and began performing Muslim prayers under its massive dome. Soon after, they began chanting slogans against the Pope. Police scuffled with the protesters, using pepper spray on them, before arresting 39 men. This was an unusual moment of drama in what is normally one of Istanbul's most popular tourist attractions. Every day, tour guides walk thousands of tourists through the museum, where they marvel at its massive proportions.
It is 200 feet tall, and the main dome has a diameter of 100 feet. So it's very large.
Hagia Sophia was first constructed as a cathedral in the heart of the Byzantine Empire in the 6th century.
This is the only mosaic where you can see Jesus Christ seated on the throne.
Nearly 1,000 years later, in 1453, when the Ottomans conquered Constantinople, their first act was to convert the cathedral into a mosque.
They are wooden medallions covered with camel skin and painted on them the names of Allah, Prophet Muhammad, and the 6 caliphs.
The Ottoman Empire collapsed following World War I. One of the reforms imposed by the new, strictly secular Turkish Republic was to turn Hagia Sophia into a museum. To this day, religious worship of any kind is banned here, much to the disappointment of Turkish Islamist groups who continue to demand that the Turkish state turn the museum back into a mosque. Demonstrators repeated that demand at this rally in Istanbul on Sunday, when thousands protested against the Pope's visit.
We consider it still a mosque. It's a holy place for us.
Arafat Salah Aydiner, one of the protest organizers, says many Turks are already angry at the Pope after he quoted a Byzantine emperor last September who described Islam as evil, inhuman, and spread by the sword. Aydiner says it will only make matters worse if Pope Benedict tries to pray in Hagia Sophia on Thursday.
If he does such a things, he's going to injure us from the heart, and we cannot accept. We're going to show our political rights to demonstrate or against his actions.
For Christians, especially Orthodox Christians, Hagia Sophia still holds mythical status more than 500 years after it was turned into a mosque.
It was the great church of Christ.
Anthony Limbarakis is the leader of a Greek Orthodox association based in the U.S., which supports the Ecumenical Patriarchate in Istanbul.
It's a magnificent structure. It's a magnificent edifice. There's no denying that. And if we could have a wish list of everything, that certainly would be on it, the reopening. But we are reality-based. We know the situation on the ground.
During a visit to Turkey in 1967, Pope Paul VI stunned Turkish officials when he knelt and prayed in Hagia Sophia. The Vatican has not indicated what Pope Benedict will do on his visit, but there has been a last-minute change to the pontiff's itinerary. After touring Hagia Sophia, he will go next door and step into the 17th-century Blue Mosque. It will be Pope Benedict's first visit ever to a mosque. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.